Good morning. Welcome to Trinity Lutheran Church.
Thank you for joining us today. God's blessings on your worship.
If you, O Lord, come to reverence me, O Lord, you just Thank you. We can all discuss together the words of the apostles, we can all work together. Thank you. Thank you. Brothers and sisters in Christ, at what point do you give up? When do you start drinking away this body that comes in life? We ask ourselves that question all the time in all kinds of situations, whether it be our relationships, our responsibilities, our reactions. We have to address where do we let go? All agree that there are times where it's not to give up. We see it constantly in movies and in books and in games. The hero standing against the oncoming horde, ready to die in glory rather than to live in sin. There's something in all of us that wants to see and hear it. We want to stand against the odds. That those types of situations will they just don't happen. The news that you're reading will likely in the fishing boat, thinking they won't be faced with such a decision. After all, the majority of them might possibly have relatively high decisions. But they didn't read what these men have to realize here. Because these live in that world, struggling against giving up. Now I'm speaking to those of you here sitting in this room online. But when I say this, we are not facing life. We are not held at gunpoint and told to resist Jesus or die. These are the post of the Jews who are following Jesus at this time. And in some way, this is not meant to belittle that situation. All the harsh persecution that go through, but in some way, it's easier to resist. It's easier to fight against an enemy that's in front of you. It's easier to stubbornly refuse to give up on any person. Can I say that as somebody that knows how to be stubborn? That's why customer support and service and everything is all along the way. Will be over the phone, it's easier to get you to give in on your day. When the enemy isn't clear, when your life isn't in danger, our faith quickly just becomes some small aspect of our lives, not the whole. There's a reason that Christianity thrives under joy from sin and temptation will ever satisfy. No amount of peace from friendship with the world will ever satisfy. When we chase after these things, we are left hungry without hope. Only one thing can truly satisfy us, and that is Jesus. That is the bread of life. The things that fall into place. Jesus teaching on the bread of life of having to eat them. It wasn't faith. It wasn't some thing they couldn't understand. The hearers knew exactly what Jesus was saying, and they didn't understand. Jesus was clear in his speech, in case that they come to hear his message. The bread of life. I am the only way to salvation. You want to be my disciple? That requires submission, self-devotion, self-surrender to your Savior. It means we are to eat of only His flesh, rely solely on Him, not eating of our own flesh, relying on ourselves, desiring our own will, and adhering also don't want to think this is just coming from a bunch of busy followers feeding after blessings and miracles. We were fed once, now we're going to feel we get fed twice. We don't want to think they are the only ones being fed. Sure, that was part of the agreement coming from the 5,000, but that wasn't everything. There were those new to the faith, the miracle seekers burning with passion for the Lord who see the requirements. Once that flame of passion goes out, we need to return to the old lives. There were those lifelong worshippers devout to in that temple, listening to Jesus, long having lived, going through the motions, the same comfortably, as their faith is just some daily event. There were those top-tier believers too, ones who would never expect to believe that they could ever do anything wrong, doing everything right, living. God is being one of the 12 disciples. Jesus comes is ready to betray Jesus. So even in that point, I know this walk there, living the life, the church or here in the around the world, and it can be a daunting question and a confusing question. That's not how Jesus asks. No, when he speaks it to the 12, he speaks it to love. He knows their answer, and he looks to them lovingly and asks, do you want to go away also? And what is our response to Peter's own words, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We can answer him in truth. Here today, like Peter, Lord Jesus, how could we leave you? You have loved us for eternity. You have redeemed us from sin and bought us with your blood on the cross. You have cleansed us, and your words have carried us in your arms. How could we possibly forget what you've done for us? Your mercy and faithfulness. No food or water will ever satisfy like you. No wealth or reputation will ever help us like you. No pleasure of sin will ever give us peace like you. No other wisdom of the world will ever save us like you. Where would we even go if we ever wanted to believe you? And Jesus, Peter knows that he is nowhere else. Peter responds with the flaming eyes and a burning heart, Lord, to whom shall we go? That's what he is saying. Lord, we cannot leave you. There is only you, only Jesus, who Holy Spirit opens our hearts to hear it. He gives us comfort and hope and peace. It's only His word that fills us so fully that we seek for all to hear it, to know of Jesus and His mercy. It's only His word that we seek to bring comfort. Because it's the heart broken. It's the best place for anyone to be, whatever category of faith you fit. And you may hear that blessed message of forgiveness. Jesus has spread the love. Jesus has the sacrifice given. Jesus is the only one who can satisfy your hunger. If today the Savior asks, do you also want to go away? Would you really seek to reflect on it? Rather, like Peter with flaming eyes and a burning heart, will we cry out, Lord, to whom shall we go? Do you also want to go away as well? Lord, to whom shall we go? Do you also want to go away as well? Lord, to whom shall we go? Show me the peace that surpasses all understanding. Keep and guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord. For the whole church of God in Christ Jesus, and for all people according to their needs. Father, we thank you that you have sent the great good shepherd who has compassion on his flock. In his name, we lift up our prayers for the family of God. I have reached to you, for all the people in West Virginia, for all those who hunger for the true bread of life. Lord, in your mercy. As always, O God, the work for the faith that endures to eternal life. Bless the ministry of this congregation and our community. The mission of Christ Jesus is the Christ. The secret is the true word of God, who has come from heaven. Pray that we would never hunger because we are seeking with Christ and His righteousness. Lord, in your mercy. O Lord, our God, we pray for your blessing upon all of us. The schools, universities, and seminaries of our church. Let's all praise those for your people gathered to teach and learn your word, and help us to remember that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty God, you place men in positions of authority to speak the word. Bring wisdom to all who hold offices of public trust in us, that they might not have any for selfish gain, but serve according to your will. Lord, in your mercy, bestow your power and healing upon the sick, especially Fred, Julie, Thomas, Tiffany, Charles, Betty, Elijah, Thomas, Eunice, Shane, Dorothy, Marvin, Eve, Stuart, Tyson, Francis, Grace, Dawn, John, Bowler. According to your will, we may give thanks to your name, and your spirit of hope keep the presence of the Lord and the Lord's name. I love you, especially the families of God, that the gifts that you bring to the needs that we need to fulfill. Bring to their faith and assure them of your presence in all circumstances. Lord, in your mercy. Holy Father, your Son serves us in this flesh, and his food, his one body, his strength. Those who teach our people live forever because of you. By your Spirit, prepare our hearts to welcome him as he comes to us. Give him riches, peace, righteousness, and comfort and peace. Lord, in your mercy. O Lord, The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you.
Thank you for joining us. We hope to see you again next week.